A Sitka arts organization is putting together a plan to take over the campus of the former Sheldon Jackson College. Alaska Arts Southeast, which began its popular fine arts camp on the college's campus 35 years ago, has proposed leading a consortium of state agencies and nonprofits in creating a center for the arts and humanities. From KCAW in Sitka, Robert Woolsey reports.
About 40 people representing a diverse group of organizations involved in everything from education to behavioral health showed up for a briefing with the college's manager, John Holst, and Alaska Arts Southeast director, Roger Schmidt. The school remains about $4.7 million in debt, with several major sales pending, such as the Stratton Library, which will be added to the state-owned Sheldon Jackson Museum as an archive. Trustee Gary Paxton said during Tuesday's briefing that clearing all the college's debt remains a major hurdle, but once finished, the core campus could be handed over to another entity. Speaking after the meeting, Roger Schmidt described how the fine arts camp, currently housed at Mount Edgecombe High School, emerged as that entity.
You know, there wasn't anybody else out there saying, well, we want to take this on, and so I just looked at it as a problem from our organization. We want to have a home here. How can we solve this problem? And Gary Paxton and suggested, well, why don't you're an educational entity, you're a nonprofit, you serve Alaska Natives, you serve the state, and if you're in partnership with the Sitka Summer Music Festival and the Science Consortium, those are great core partners to begin with.
Schmidt has prepared a 10-page vision and planning document for the transformation of the Sheldon Jackson campus into a community campus for the arts, sciences, culture, and humanities. It outlines a basic partnership between the Fine Arts Camp, the Sitka Summer Music Festival, the Sitka Cultural Center, and the Sitka Sound Science Center. The four organizations would rebrand their summer activities under the umbrella title, the Sitka Summer Festival. Schmidt says the center's energetic new director, Lisa Bush, helped forge the proposed alliance with the sciences that is central to the new vision for the campus.
When I started talking with Lisa and she started bringing in the science angle of it, and we started thinking about that from the largest temperate rainforest in the world and the center of the most productive, you know, the last productive fisheries in the world. It's here. We're right on the edge of one of the most important ecosystems, I think, on our planet. And we're not capitalizing on that in a way that we could be as a community.
And capital is still an issue. Until Sheldon Jackson is rid of its debt, the vision of Alaska Arts Southeast will not exist except on paper. Manager Holst said he and some trustees were planning a visit in the near future to the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, the parent company of Alaska Growth Capital, the college's main creditor, to appeal for a close of one chapter in the hope of opening another. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.